Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Fight fans, fight freaks, we welcome you in to a special edition of the Inside Boxing Live podcast. I am your host, Dan Canobio, and we have a special one for you this week. We wanted to do something here at CompuBox and Inside Boxing Live to get you ready for what is the biggest fight on the 2019 schedule and what has been a great year for boxing. So many fights have really lived up to the hype, lived up to the expectation, and delivered in 2019. I'm expecting no less this Saturday out in Saudi Arabia when Andy Ruiz and Anthony Joshua step into the ring for the first time in 6 months. The rematch, we've been talking about it for months now. I feel like it's been discussed every which way you can discuss it. Every angle has been discussed, the psychology of it all, the mindsets of Andy Ruiz. Is he spending too much money? Is he doing this? Is he doing that? Anthony Joshua, what is he going to do different? Wow, his body is a lot smaller. He doesn't have the muscles anymore. So much going on in this fight, both inside and outside the ring. There's going to be a lot of podcasts being thrown out. There's going to be a lot of content being thrown out there. But what I wanted to do on this podcast was bring it all together. A lot of the stuff that we've been doing over the last 6 months since their first fight, a lot of content. I want to bring it all into one spot for this podcast. So on this show, you're going to hear from Andy Ruiz. You're going to hear from Anthony Joshua. You're going to hear from Eddie Hearn and Chris Mannix. Those are all the heavy hitters, and we will have a fun time with it. But you also have a Mean Tweets that you can listen to on this podcast. You can also watch it on YouTube at our YouTube page at CompuBox TV. We ran this a few weeks ago, this Mean Tweets with Andy Ruiz and Anthony Joshua. That was just hilarious. Produced some really memorable moments, whether it was Andy Ruiz talking about punching his uncle or Anthony Joshua addressing the haters as only he can do with class and dignity. But it was a great time to do the Mean Tweets, and I love doing the Mean Tweets. That's one of my favorite things we do here at CompuBox TV, and this was the best one that we've done. So that is on the show as well. We also have a By the Numbers piece. Of course, at CompuBox, we crunch the numbers, and we produced a pretty good one here. Some interesting stats from their first fight to show that that wasn't a brawl. Yeah, there were a lot of knockdowns. There were five in total, and there were pockets of great action. But, you know, there was both guys threw underneath their averages. But when they did throw and when they did land, they made them count. And I'll also project what each guy should do numbers-wise, what punches you should look for, and how the path to victory for each guy. That is our By the Numbers segment coming up. And also, you'll hear from both fighters. You're going to hear from Andy Ruiz. You're going to hear from Anthony Joshua, as well as their promoter, Mr. Edward Hearn. And, of course, Chris Mannix. First, coming up on the show, as I just mentioned, he is Chris Mannix. He is the official commentator for DAZN. He is a senior writer over at Sports Illustrated. He'll be ringside on the call this Saturday for the rematch. And the reason I wanted to have Chris on the podcast, because he does a great job at both projecting what we'll see in the ring, X's and O's wise. And he's also a journalist, so he knows about the much-discussed psychological aspect surrounding each guy. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. As far as I'm concerned, as far as how long I've been in the boxing world, where psychology, the mindset of each guy has been discussed so much entering into a fight. I threw it up on Twitter, and I got some great responses from some very respected boxing voices out there. Tris Dixon said that it reminds him a lot of Mayorga Vernon Forrest, which I have to agree with. And my man Eric Raskin brought up Lewis Rockman too, which is a very similar situation as this fight. Of course, Rockman upset Lewis by knocking him out in South Africa, and you know they had that fight at their press conference, and many believed that Rockman was in the head of Lennox Lewis. Andy Ruiz isn't going to go and fist fight Anthony Joshua in the lead up, at least I don't think so, but there is some talk that Andy Ruiz has Anthony Joshua's number. I've said it numerous times, and I still believe it. I think that Andy Ruiz's style is tailor-made for a guy like Anthony Joshua. We'll get more into that, though, the X's and O's and all that. But first, on the podcast, here is Mr. Chris Mannix. You'll be on the call. Going back to MSG in their first fight, what did that fight mean to boxing and the heavyweight division?
I mean, it was enormous. it basically put a jolt of electricity into the division, because if Anthony Joshua had won, he would have gone on, fought Kubrat Pulev in a fight over in the UK that very few people would have paid any attention to. Now, for the first time, since Fury Wilder, and before that, you have to go back even further, you've got a anticipated heavyweight matchup, with a lot of questions. I mean, Anthony Joshua has been relatively mum since going into training camp. The question is he cashing out by taking this fight in Dubai or in Saudi Arabia, I should say, and going out and sort of not taking it in his hometown of his home turf in the UK. And for Andy Ruiz, time has always been Andy Ruiz's biggest enemy. When he's been active, he's been effective. But now he's going to go into this rematch basically having 6 months off. What kind of fighter is he going to be, with that time in between? I mean, the stakes couldn't be higher. I mean, this is effectively the career, I think, for Anthony Joshua. And for Andy Ruiz, a win could mean tens of millions of dollars in a matchup with Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury at some point in 2020. So it's just, there's just so many storylines that are associated with this fight. And I don't think there's a fight this year that has been or will be more anticipated.
Right. The first fight was my fight of the year because I thought it provided that moment where you're on the edge of your seat and it changed the landscape of the division and the sport in certain ways. You'll be on the call. I don't know if you'll be able to give us a prediction, but how do you see the rematch playing out?
I honestly don't know, because I don't, Joshua hasn't made, to my knowledge, any substantive changes to his team. He's going to have to fight differently. Are the people that are in his camp capable of kind of unlocking that in him? At the same time, I think we've been a little overly critical of Anthony Joshua. I mean, he is the first boxing superstar to get knocked out in the internet age, in the Twitter age. I mean, imagine what Vladimir Klitschko would have gone through after Lehman Brewster, or Lennox Lewis would have gone through after Haseem Rahman. I mean, this has been microanalyzed to like the smallest possible degree. So I don't know which way you're going to go there. And I don't know what Ruiz is going to show up. I mean, I've seen sparring pictures of him. I've seen, I was with him at the Canelo fight, did an interview with him there. He looked to be in pretty good shape, but you never know. I mean, there's just a lot of variables. I honestly have no clue how this fight plays out.
Right, we're talking about Joshua and the X's and O's, not just the psyche. And we crunched the numbers at CompuBox, and we found something very interesting about Anthony Joshua. And I actually brought this up to him in an interview I did with him in New York. Joshua's first 16 fights as a professional, he was more of a brawler. He was a seek-and-destroy fighter. 57% of his thrown punches were power shots. Five fights after Klitschko, 57% of his punches were jabs. So it leads me to believe he is more of a boxer now, and it's interesting because many people think that the way his path to victory against Ruiz is by standing behind that jab. Do you think he'll come out a little more cautious in this fight?
Well, I mean, look, I think he should. I mean, that's an effective strategy. He's 6'6", and Ruiz is, what, 6 foot, 6'2", at most? I mean, I've stood next to him. I'm about 6'3". I don't see, great height in Andy Ruiz, and it's boring, and we've seen it in Vladimir Klitschko and Lennox Lewis, but when you fight behind the jab and followed up with big right hands, it's incredibly effective. So I'd like to see him, if I'm Anthony Joshua's team, I'd like to see him fight in that style. I don't know if he'll do it. He didn't fight like a big man in that first fight with Ruiz, and again, they talked a lot about changing some of the camp up, changing trainers. But they didn't do that. I'm just very curious to see how this all plays out, what the stylistic changes are in Joshua on fight night.
There it is. Special thanks to my guy Chris Mannix, who is heading out to Saudi Arabia to cover the fight, to call it for DAZN. I do agree with him on the fact that I think that if Joshua wants to win this fight, he's going to have to do it by going back to basics, a lot of jabs, and some right hands to follow it. If he really wants to win, he might have to stink it up in there. And I tend to agree with Mannix on that and the psychological standpoint. He listens to Mannix. Look what he said there. He has no idea how this is going to play out. I think a lot of people have no idea how it's going to play out. And that's what makes it so intriguing. And that's why we're going to be watching Saturday afternoon at around 4:30 Eastern. If you haven't seen the schedule of events for this, it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things around this fight besides the fact that it's the heavyweight championship. It's one of the biggest rematches in the last 20 years. But the fact that it's going down in Saudi Arabia, have you seen the stadium
that has been built for this event, the 15,000-person outdoor stadium that is being trumpeted out by all the media accounts. Take a look at Eddie Hearn's Instagram. Take a look at Eddie Hearn's Twitter account. He will be showing a lot of videos of this stadium. I'm interested in fight night, how loud it's going to be there, what type of fans are going to be there. A lot of intrigue around this fight. But now it's time for one of my favorite segments that we do here at CompuBox TV, Boxing Mean Tweets. This segment was a lot of fun to put together. I caught up with Andy Ruiz and Anthony Joshua in New York City. I went up to Andy Ruiz and I said, "Hey, man, you know Jimmy Kimmel. You know Guillermo. Mean Tweets. Have you heard of it?" "Yeah, I heard of it. I got some tweets for you. You just react to them." He loved it. And I went over to Joshua and he thought it was just hilarious. He thought it was one of the better ideas out there. And we had a lot of fun with Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz. Here it is, some Boxing Mean Tweets, the heavyweight edition.
Find a man that looks at you like Eddie Hearn looks at Andy Joshua. He's thinking, just make sure that money's in the account, son.
Andy Ruiz looks like your uncle who just socked your dad on the chin and taken away his car keys.
I think that's really funny, man. But you know what? I'm here now. It wasn't easy to get here. And, you know, even if I hit my uncle or whoever, I'm still a champion.
Imagine breaking up with your girlfriend, then she's chilling with Andy Joshua. Listen, I don't know where this reputation has stemmed from, but I'm a loyal man. I'd never do that.
Andy Ruiz looks like someone you would have a beer with at a weekend cookout than a world championship boxer. Obviously, he's a bad dude.
Of course, you know. You could go to my house, we could barbecue, we could have a six-pack or whatever you want.
Bro, when Andy Joshua is calm, everyone moans, says he's too nice. Then when he goes savage mode, everyone calls him a thug or cocky. Bro, shut up, man. Took the words right out of my mouth. Speaking from the same hymn sheet.
Is it me or does Andy Ruiz Jr. look like a fat Daniel Russo from The Karate Kid?
You know, like I said, all the critics, all the stuff that they gotta say, it just gives me more motivation and, you know, like I said, it gives me more motivation and more wanting to prove you guys wrong. And that's what I did June 1st and that's what I'm gonna do December 7th.
And he just sucks, period. Wilder would destroy his boy and us. That's me, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm looking forward to that fight.
I think Andy Ruiz has not stopped partying since the Joshua fight. This has got to be the longest celebration I can recall in pro sports. Last one.
You know what? The last celebration I had was in my new mansion that I just bought. Thanks to God, you know, I wanted to celebrate early for my birthday, and that's what we did. And if he should have been there, you know.
Andy Joshua is a right effing beast. Oh, Andy Joshua is a right effing bellend. I just saw BE and I thought, yeah, that's beast it. So Andy Joshua is a right effing bellend, isn't he? He thinks he's the best ever, but he's actually bang average and will get dropped again in Saudi. What a shame. The main thing, he's going to tune into the fight, and the main thing, he knows where it is. So the promotional team have done a great job.
Yeah, Anthony Joshua is right. They have done a really good job with the promotion here. And how fun was that? That was a blast having those guys read some mean tweets. And shout out to Andy Ruiz and Anthony Joshua for having fun with it, rolling with the punches and, pardon the pun there, and being able to laugh at some of the haters. We have more mean tweets coming to you. I'm trying to set something up with Terrence Crawford next week. Of course, he's fighting at Madison Square Garden. That's one of my favorite segments, and it's a blast to put together those tweets, to search them the night before. Some of the haters out there are so brutal. A lot of haters out there, but keep them coming. Because without those nasty tweets, we can't do that. Those segments here on Inside Boxing Live. But next up, we have to buy the numbers, guys. This is a very interesting fight numbers-wise. And you're going to be surprised at how little punches were thrown in the first fight and what each guy needs to do in this rematch to win. Here it is, Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua, by the numbers.
The biggest rematch of the last 20 years in the heavyweight division is now upon us. This is Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua, by the numbers. Before we can move forward, we have to take a look back. Last June, Madison Square Garden, the scene of the first fight. For Ruiz, it wasn't just about him winning, it was how he did it. And that was by completely taking Joshua out of his element. Joshua was limited to an average of just 7 landed and 25 punches thrown per round after previously coming in averaging 10 of 43. Ruiz is perceived as a volume puncher, but he only throws 39 punches per round. For this fight, he swarmed Joshua with speed and precision in a calculated attack. Ruiz landed in double digits in only one round, the third, instead picking and choosing pockets in each round to let his hands fly. If he wants to win the rematch, he'd be wise to go to the body. A robust 46% of Ruiz's landed punches are to the body, crucial for blunting whatever Joshua intends to do in there. As for AJ, will he ever go back to the seek-and-destroy style he employed early on in his career? In 16 fights previous to the Klitschko meeting, 57% of Joshua's thrown punches were power shots. But in the four fights since that, it has flipped, seeing Joshua throw his jab 57% of the time. Most will tell you, Joshua's path to victory is by boxing rather than brawling. Joshua is one of only three active fighters who land more than 30% of their jabs. The other two, Deontay Wilder and Gennady Golovkin. Storylines galore in what is the most anticipated fights of the year. December 7th, Saudi Arabia on DAZN.
That jab stat is really impressive about Joshua, and it's a big reason why I think he's going to stick to the basics. He's going to go back to that jab because he lands his jab pretty well, as evidence. And Ruiz going to the body. I think he's going to go to the body a lot in this rematch. Didn't do it a lot in the first fight. Didn't have to. He headhunted, and it worked out for him. But he's told me he's going to switch things up. He told a lot of people he's going to switch his style up. So expect a lot of body shots from Andy Ruiz in the rematch with Anthony Joshua. Coming up next here on the podcast, you're going to hear from Ruiz. You're going to hear from Joshua. You're going to hear from Eddie Hearn. Get fired up with this montage right here.
I think everybody knows this is going to be a different kind of fight this time. I'm not saying things won't unfold the same way, but in terms of the focus and in terms of the size of the fight. Like the first fight, it was like AJ's American debut, Andy Ruiz, nice guy, hasn't really got a chance. Now it's like a 50-50 fight.
I think they're just thinking too much of what they should do, what not they should do. But I think me, I just gotta be me, man. I just gotta be me, throw my hands go, let my hands go, throw my combinations, work on a little bit more footwork, a little bit more movement.
The main thing that's going on in my mind is just kind of boxing. And making sure I'm fit for 12 rounds. Really, I don't want to overcomplicate my situation. Just making sure I'm fit for a 12-round scrap.
What's like one thing that you can't do now that you used to be able to do just in everyday life?
I can't go to Circle K or to 7-Eleven in peace.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Of course, it's a good thing, you know. But
the challenger mentality for this fight is very important. You know, it's not this guy who's got everything. He's got all the belts. He doesn't. He's a challenger. He's challenging for the world title. And if we can get that challenger mentality in him, which I believe is there, I believe you'll see a different Anthony Joshua in this fight.
Even though it's a risk, right? But no one would truly appreciate it as much as myself. So I've got to do what's right for me, and I've got to take the rematch. It's a good fight. Who else would I fight out there when you look at it? The pool isn't that big, especially of good, lively competition, and I think Ruiz is the best competitor out there.
Are you going to target that big middle section of Anthony Joshua once again?
Of course, you know, but we're going to switch it up because I don't want him to know when I'm going to throw it down there, so we're going to use feints, we're going to do a lot of different things, you know.
9 out of 10 heavyweights, 9.9 out of 10 heavyweights, when they got hurt by Joshua, would have backed up against the ropes, would have tried to survive, and would have got knocked out. He gambled, and boy, did it pay off.
This is another top-notch opponent on my stats list because I feel like I'm fighting a champion who I've fought. Charles Martin, Vladimir Klitschko, Joseph Parker. Champions, Joseph Parker. Now I fight Andrew Reed. He's my fourth championship-level fighter in the space of 24 fights, so it's serious business and it is part of history.
When Joshua is very regimental, when he focuses on something, it's a good thing. And all he's been doing is focusing on Andy Ruiz.
I think Joshua's mental toughness is going to be there, or at least should be there, on a fight like this. But, you know, when you get knocked out like that and kind of embarrassed on the world stage and see yourself on clips over and over again, have to answer all these questions, I don't know what your mindset's going to be. Similar with Ruiz. I mean, is he just happy to now be, if nothing else, always the unified heavyweight champion at one point? That first round in the ring, we're going to see how Joshua fights, what kind of shape Ruiz is in, what kind of punch can he take at this point. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways I think this fight can go.
How about that? Thanks for tuning into the show. That's a wrap. Had a lot of fun putting this one together for you. Big fight feels all around. Should be a great one out in the desert. Special thanks to Andy Ruiz, Anthony Joshua, Chris Mannix,
and Eddie Hearn. Couldn't have done it without you. Of course, special thanks to our super producer, Nick Canobio, for putting this podcast together. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star review, a comment, a like, all that jazz. Don't forget about our YouTube page at well, CompuBox TV. We have a lot of fun stuff planned for 2020. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode, gearing up for the big top-ranked card from New York City, Terrence Crawford, Teofimo Lopez, and more. Thank you and goodbye. Take care.